I'm pleased to introduce our next speaker, who is Roger Maynard. Roger is currently the Director of Planning and Policies for the Quebec Department of International Relations. He studied economics at UQ Trois-Rivières with a year at UBC in Vancouver, and ultimately received his Master's of Science in Economics from the Université de Montréal. After completing his formal studies, he was an economic consultant with several projects in West Africa, in particular in Guinea and Guinea-Bissau. He joined the Quebec Public Service in 1989. From 91 to 98, he was in the Department of Natural Resources here. In 98 to 2002, with the Quebec Treasury Board Secretariat and also the Secretariat for Intergovernmental Affairs. From 2002 to 2007, he was the Director of Intergovernmental Affairs for the Quebec Housing Corporation, and then in 2007 joined the Department of International Relations, where he's currently working. Among the things, the important jobs he's had in the last 4 years have been the planning and implementation of the 2009-14 Action Plan for International Policy for the Government of Quebec, and the 2011 to 2014 Minister Strategic Plan. So with that, I'd like to welcome Ms. Aronoff.
Bonjour à tous et à toutes. I will actually speak mainly in English, but in some slides I will go through them in French. But the presentation, the PowerPoint is actually in English. First of all, I would like to thank McGill University for organizing this conference, in which we are proud to support financially. So it's a great pleasure. Thank you very much, Mr. Padre-Moutou. Also, I just want to mention first, right off the bat, that Quebec has 29 delegations in the world, in 17 countries. So Quebec is a pretty active sub-etatic state. When I will talk later about federated state or region, whatever it's called, it's like a sub-etatic state under the central government. And also I want to mention that this week our premier and our minister are actually in Paris to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the General Delegation of Quebec in Paris. You have probably seen it on TV, I guess, this week. And also, and I will start after that, I just want to mention that Montreal, this very nice city, is the third city in North America for greeting for having international conferences after New York and Washington. So welcome to Montreal for those around. So how does it work? Okay, just general background information. I mean, over the course of the last days, food security, it has been told that food security has major geopolitical and geoeconomic impacts. I had the chance to participate in 2008 to the special FAO International Conference in Rome, dealing with that. And what we've seen later on, and especially this year, is that, you know, agricultural food prices have actually gone up to certain levels in some countries at critical levels. And also, the FAO is actually estimating that nearly 1 billion people are actually suffering from hunger and malnutrition. And this number has actually increased by 100 million in the last year because of the price hikes that we have seen in the earlier months. Risk of a repeat of the crisis in 2011. And also, we have to link this situation with some uprisings in some North African countries lately. You know, in Nigeria, they talk about the price of bread, in other countries also. So everything is actually linked. It's not an insulated issue here. And also, the United Nations system has actually put forward or actually organized a number of international conferences on this matter, and food insecurity has also been discussed in two G8 and G20 meetings. Well, what is Quebec doing to help developing countries fight food insecurity? you know, we are not, as we see here, or as we see later, we are not like an international, an important international donor, far from it. But more and more central governments and United Nations systems are actually recognizing that regions, sub-Atlantic states, have an important role to play in terms of combating, in terms of fighting food insecurity. This has been told by many high officials, people at the World Regions on Food Security Conference Summit in Dakar, Senegal, in 2010, in which I had a chance to participate in. So, crucial role of these states, complementary with the action of central governments, and also to support the bridge, to bridge the gap between the goals set by the international community and the concrete realization on the field. So it's like what we call mainly a territorial approach. As I said earlier, Quebec is not and does not claim to be an international funding provider. Nevertheless, through taxes paid by Quebecers to the federal government, for example, Quebec indirectly participates in Canada contribution to the World Food Program. The number here is 225.3 in 2009, but this number probably has to be updated. So Canada is like third donor for this program in the world after the United States and the European Union. And also Quebec, through its taxes, is also participating to the budget initiatives of the Canadian International Development Agency. Well, Quebec has some initiatives that I want to put emphasis on from now. For example, we have the Quebec International Development Program, in which we are putting annually $2.7 million. It's not a big thing still in terms of money compared to what other countries might put, but these monies have actually an effective effect on the field. So we are kind of developing partnerships. We NGO and cooperative people from the secteur de la coopération. So we are kind of funding projects that NGO are developing, and those projects are actually selected within a working group of people dealing with those issues. So in terms of that programs, many projects have actually touched upon the food insecurity issue. We have here some examples. Mainly Quebec is actually acting on the French countries. For example, Haiti, which is here in the Amérique. Et also, AOC, dans la partie francophone de l'Afrique de l'Ouest, ou dans beaucoup de pays francophones africains. On a des exemples ici au Mali. On a des exemples également au Sénégal, et évidemment à Haïti. So the slide is actually showing some examples of our initiatives there. Quebec has also a program for young people under the age of 35, so I'm not actually qualified to get into that program now. It's called Quebec Without Borders, in which we are also putting $2.6 million a year. It's actually a program that allows young people to have internships in different countries, in developing countries. And we also have here some examples of those internships experiences. So, mass or manias, or plus ou moins, we are putting that money to help young students to get field experiences in different countries and to give their expertise and to also receive from the expertise of the other people abroad in terms of their studying field, for example. So you also have here examples of what we are doing. And I just want to mention that more close to 400 young people per year are benefiting from this program. And also I want to mention that globally speaking, the Minister of International Relations is actually helping more than 5,000 young people to have international experiences through different initiatives. And amongst them, you have the Office Quebec Monde pour la Jeunesse, which can be translated by Quebec World Youth Office, with the acronym OQMG. And OQMG is actually having a budget of $1.5 million a year provided by the Quebec government, by the ministry, in which we are also giving opportunities to young people to have field experiences in their studying field abroad. Et ici, nous avons également des exemples d'implications. Nous avons ici des exemples d'expériences que les jeunes peuvent avoir à l'étranger. Et on en voit ici, par exemple, de l'Université de Sherbrooke pour un système d'irrigation et de pompage au Sénégal. On a aussi un projet de construction d'une unité de nutrition qui est annexée à un hôpital en Bolivie. Alors, il y a quand même beaucoup d'exemples terrains pratiques pour montrer l'action du Québec dans ce domaine-là. Also, we have to mention that following the Quebec International Policy that was actually put public in 2006, was created the Center for the International Promotion of Quebec Public Expertise, which is attached to the ENAP. In the French system, ENAP is the École Nationale d'Administration Publique. So what it does is that it's kind of a pool in which different expertise with developed within the Quebec government is actually put in that pool, and then after this expertise is kind of exported. So Quebec has actually been involved in many, many projects in the world, in Haiti for sure, in Madagascar, and in other countries as well. So it's an exchange of expertise. I mean, when we talk here about agricultural insurance and support for the next generation of farmers, we're not talking here about providing agricultural insurance, you know, financially. What we are talking about is to have Quebec expertise in that field being exchanged with those people abroad. And also, you will excuse bad quality of my English. It's my second language. And I'm from Shawinigan originally, so for those in Canada who understand that people from Shawinigan do not necessarily have language skills necessary. So. Also, I would like to mention that à travers l'Organisation internationale de la francophonie, dans laquelle le gouvernement du Québec a un statut de plein gouvernement, full status as a government, as we say. Quebec is also supporting many initiatives put forward by OEF in some francophone countries in the world. And before handing in a couple of slides, I just want to mention that one of the costs, important costs of the food insecurity in the world is actually linked with climate changes. I mean, this has been discussed for many years now in international forums. This has been discussed also yesterday. I attended some sessions yesterday. We can talk also about structural impacts. We can talk about conjunctural impacts. But still, climate change issues are very important in terms of fighting food insecurity. And in that regard, I think that Quebec is a pretty active partner on this scene. Quebec has been very active in, for example, in putting forward many, many policies, many action plans in different domains. And also Quebec had a chance to participate to many conferences in the world within, for sure, the Canadian delegation. But Quebec has expressed like some position that might be different from the central government in terms of climate change. And I'm not a specialist necessarily on this issue. It's another department within the ministry who is dealing specifically with that. But still, Quebec has been a very active partner, active player in terms of climate change, on climate change issues. Some examples. During the Climate Week in New York in September 2009, the Quebec's Premier, Monsieur Charest, spoke on behalf of states, provinces, and regions in order to emphasize their concrete and crucial contribution in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And also, Monsieur Charest kind of handed out a declaration, a common declaration of those regions to Ban Ki-moon, saying that those sub-Atlantic states have a crucial and important and vital role to play. And if you go on different internet sites or different books, it's actually proven that 70% of the solution to fight climate change impacts or, you know, consequences are actually in the hands of sub-Atlantic or municipal governments and not necessarily within the hands of central governments. So it shows up pretty much the importance of that issue. And also Quebec was actually pretty active in two UN climate change conferences, the one in Copenhagen and the other one in 2010 in Cancun, Mexico. So at the end, I just want to show up that federated state or regions are entirely or partially responsible for implementing an increasing number of international or finding solutions for international issues. And Quebec is actually very active on many, many domains, many fields. FAO has recognized itself that provinces, regions have an important role to play. This has been recognized. It's important to say. And for Quebec, keeping going this track or following this track in the future is something very important. Donc à la fin, j'aimerais remercier à Diane. J'aimerais remercier encore une fois l'Université McGill pour avoir organisé cette importante conférence. Les échanges sont fructueux et c'est une occasion, je pense, intéressante pour le ministère d'exposer certaines de ses idées et certains de ses gestes dans le domaine de la sécurité alimentaire. Alors, thank you, muchas gracias. Hasta la prochaine.